So two ha'aris related to today's daf, yesterday's daf, and the day before's daf, and the day before's daf, meaning two ha'aris related to the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. And really, specifically, as promised, related to one line of Gemara in yesterday's daf, Daf Chof Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara said, quote, Tanu Rabbanon, Hakol Oilin Leminyan Shiva. Everyone is kosher to be called up for an aliyah in the Sefer Torah. Afilu katan v'afilu isha. Not just everyone. Even a katan, who you would have thought maybe you can't get an aliyah. Or a woman, who you would have thought maybe you can't get an aliyah. Aval amru chachamim, the chachamim said, isha leitikr b'tayra, a woman should not read from the Sefer Torah. And the reason is, mipnei kavod tzibur. It's related to the idea of kavod tzibur. And the truth is, we saw the concept of kavod tzibur a few times in today's daf. The Gemara mentioned that you're allowed to be medaleg benavi. And even sometimes it could be medaleg by the Sefer Torah. Meaning, you're reading the Maftar, you want to skip from one parish of Navi to another parish of Navi, it's fine. As long as you're not going to make the tzibur wait. So once upon a time, there was a torgeman. There was someone who, as the Balkari would read from the Navi, his job was to translate the Navi. As long as you'll be able to get to where you want to get up to, while the torgeman is still talking, you could skip around. But if the Torgeman's going to stop, and you're still being medalig, so that the Olam is waiting around, it's not going to be okay. And Rashi said the reason is, Bishum Sha ain't covered Tzibur, Lamit Sha Mishtika, because it's not covered for the Tzibur, to make the Tzibur have to wait around. We've learned another Gemara in today's daf, where the Gemara said that a Poicheach, someone that's not wearing shoes, or an Arum for that matter, someone that's not wearing clothing at all, he's not allowed to read from a Sefer Torah. And the Gemara wasn't sure why. Maybe it's related to the Pasuk of La Yir Becha Ervas Davar, but the Gemara said that's not the reason. Taima Mai Mishum Kavet Tzibur. It's related to Kavet Tzibur, because it's disrespectful for the Tzibur for you to put them in this kind of situation. Rabbi Bienenfeld showed me, a long time ago, an epic tshuva that's printed in the Tshuvas of Rabbi Yehuda Miller. So who is Rabbi Yehuda Miller? Sounds contemporary. Rabbi Yehuda Miller was a 17th century European Gaon. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yehuda Miller was one of the great Gaonim of his era. How great? There's three Tshuvas and Shailos and Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi that were written to Rabbi Yehuda Miller. He's quoted in the Shailos and Tshuvas Pnei Yeshua. He's quoted in the Knesset Yecheskel. He's quoted in the Shev Yaakov. He's one of the great Gaonim to live in the 17th century. Rabbi Yehuda Miller was a Talmud of the Shvus Yaakov, who was the chief rabbi of Prague. As a matter of fact, they bring in the Mavoi in the introduction to the Machon Yerushalayim's edition of Shailos HaTshuvos, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. You can find this in Sfarim stores, by the way. So there's a very, very long Mavoi. And one of the things they bring is that the Chidon, the Shem HaGdolim, when he talked about the Shvus Yaakov, who was one of the great Gaonim, right? The Shvus Yaakov, number one, he's the author of the Shvus Yaakov. He's also the Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov. He's written classic works, and he was one of the great Gaonim of the early 1600s. So the Shvus Yaakov, when the Chidah talks about him, the Shem HaGdolim, he says he was Maimit Talmidim Harbe, and he names one Talmud by name. And the Talmud that he names by name is Rabbi Yehuda Miller. Rabbi Yehuda Miller is quoted in the Ber Heitev and Hilchas Shabbos. He was one of the great Gaonim of Hakol Tali B'Mazel, Vafilo Sefer Torah Shebeheichel. And for whatever reason, we don't know so much about Rabbi Yehuda Miller. But either way, we have Tshuvas, one volume of Tshuvas, Shaul's Tshuvas, Rabbi Yehuda Miller. And in those Tshuvas, this is in Siman Tzadik Gimel, he clears the following question. He says, there are many halachas that you find that are related to Kavod Tzibur. We just mentioned three, but really there are others as well. For example, one that's very, very negaya. The name of the parak that we're learning right now, the third parak in Masechtas Megillah, is called Hakoyrei Oymed. What does it mean, Hakoyrei Oymed? The Mishnah said, Hakoyrei Samegillah Oymed V'Yoshev. If you want to read the Megillah Oymed, you can read it Oymed. If you want to read it Yoshev, you can read it Yoshev. The Rambam in Parak Beis in Hilchas Megillah says that even though the Mishnah says you can read from the Megillah Oymed or Yoshev, however, you should not read Yoshev. And he says the reason is because it's not covered for the Tzibur. It's not covered for the Tzibur to read a Yoshev. There's a Gemara Masechtas Gittin, Daf Samech Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says that really the Katchila, you should not have to read Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah. So once upon a time, there were Chumashim. Now, a chumash then is not what a chumash is today. Today, a chumash is a chumash. But once upon a time, a chumash was a scroll. It was literally written like a Sefer Torah. They would sew it with sinews on parchment, ksav ashuris, bedyai, but it was individual volumes. So there was a Bereshis and a Shmois and a Vayikra. It wasn't a kosher Sefer Torah. And the Gemara is discussing, is it okay to read from a quote-unquote chumash, or is it not okay to read from a chumash? And the Gemara comes out, no. And the Gemara says the reason is because it's not covered for the tzibur. So we have so many halachos that are related to covered tzibur. So this was Rabbi Yehuda Miller's chakira. He wanted to know what would happen if the tzibur is willing to be moichel al kvaitam. The tzibur says, I understand, this is a halacha that's in place, and it's because of our dignity, it's about our kavod. There's something called kavod tzibur. What if the tzibur is willing to be meichel al kvaidam? What if they say that we're willing to be mevater? Could they be meichel or not? So just to bring out the point, a person has to have kavod for his father, but ha'av shemachel al kvaidei kvaidei machel. A person has to have kavod for his rebbe, but ha'rav shemachel al kvaidei kvaidei machel. A person has to have kavod for a melech, a besoim tos melech, a melech, melech shemachal al kvaydei ein kvaydei machal. What about a tzibur? What about when there's a din kavod at tzibur? Could the tzibur be moichal al kvaydam, or could the tzibur not be moichal al kvaydam? So the truth is, the Rabbi Yehuda Miller says that this is something that was already discussed by the Beis Yosef in one specific halacha. The Beis Yosef is an Eir Chaim. It's in Siman Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch over there discusses what age does a person have to be in order for him to be able to daven for the Yomet. So you would say Bar Mitzvah, right? It's the wrong answer. The Mechaber says, and this is Siman Nun Gimel of Katan Vav, Ein Memanin. You're not allowed to appoint someone to go down for the Yomet. Ela Mishen is Malus Kanoi. Only someone that has a full beard. And the reason is, Mipnei Kovet Atzibor. It's related to Kovet Atzibor. Avu Ba'akroi. Once in a while, then it's okay, Mishahevi Shtei Cyrus. As long as he brought two Cyrus, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So the Taz quotes the Beis Yosef, who said that really, there was a machloikis rishonim, Rambam and the Rosh. What would be if the tzibur says, you know what, we're mevater. I understand there's an Indian of kavodat tzibur, but we're willing to be mevater on kavodat tzibur. We want a child, or not a child, someone that's bar mitzvah, but he's not nismal iskana yet. We want him to daven for the yomim. Would it be okay, or would it not be okay? And he says that l'chur, it seems to be a machloikis between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam said to be Yosef is mashma, that if the tzibur wants to be meichel al kvaidim, they'd be able to be meichel. The Rosh says not that way. The Rosh says that no, that even if the tzibur wants to be meichel, they won't be able to be meichel. So at first glance, says Rabbi Yehuda Miller from the Beis Yosef, it's mashma, that really it's a machloikas rishayinim, it's a machloikas between the Rambam and the Rosh. But he says that just because they argued over there doesn't necessarily mean that that machloikas would be negeya, all the different places that you find the idea of kavod tzibur. Either way, he wrote a whole tshuva, but I just want to mention one piece that he says in that tshuva, and that is, he brings what he believes is a fester raya to this shayla. Very, very gishmak. We mentioned in today's daf that there was a unique Kriyas HaTorah that took place when there was a Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and the Baal Koyrah was none other than the Kohen Gadol himself. And it says in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol would start reading Parshas Achrimos. That's where you have the Avodah on Yom Kippur. And he would go from Parshas Achrimos and he would mish up to Parshas Emor, which is where you have the Parsha of the Mayadim, where it talks about fasting on Yom Kippur. And then afterwards, the Mishnah says, there would be one more Kriya. He would read Ba'asar Shal Chaymash Apikudim. He would read Parshas Pinchas. He would read the Musafin. But that, the Mishnah says, he was Kair Alpeh. That's something that he would do up by heart. Faith to Gemara, Amai. Why did he read that by heart? Again, the Kohen Gadol has three Kriyas that he's doing. He's reading Parshas Achrimos, that's the Avodah. Then he's reading Parshas Emor, that talks about the Yontif of Yom Kippur. And then he would read Parshas Pinchas, which talks about the Musafin. Faith to Gemara, why the first two is he reading in a veining? And then the Musafin, is he reading Baal Peh? Nigla, let him mishap the Nikri and read it inside, just like he's reading everything else inside. Amar Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua said in the name of the great Rav Sheshes, he said, Lefi she'ein goylen sefer Torah b'tzibur. The reason is because he can't mishap b'tzibur. To go from Achrimos to Emor, like we saw in today's daf, that's not a big deal. That's easy. That's quick. It's binyan echad. That's something you're allowed to do. But to mishap all the way to Parshas Pinchas, that's already far. You can't do that. Why not? Mipnei kavod tzibur. It's based on kavod tzibur. So Rabbi Yehuda Miller said like this. If you look in the Rishonim are all bothered with this Gemara. So again, what happened? What happened was the Kohen Gadol reads Achrimos inside, he reads Emor inside, and then he would read Pinchas Baal Peh. Fragin the Rishonim, and the Tos Yishonim asks it on the page right here in Yumad Afayim, but all the Rishonim ask the Kashya Ritva, how could the Kohen Gadol read from a parsha Baal Peh? We know the halacha. Dvarim shebiksav, iyato rashoi lo'imran Baal Peh. So why should he be able to do it? And the Rishonim struggle with this Kasha. They struggle mightily with this Kasha. And they say a whole bunch of shinuyim dechukim to try to answer this Kasha. That's the Kasha. I understand. How could the Kohen Gadol read a parish in the Torah Baal Peh? Everyone knows. Dvarim shebiksav, iyato rashoi lo'imran Baal Peh. But the gist of the Teretz L'chura is, it's a Shas HaTchak. And because it's a Shas HaTchak, so we're forced to say a Teretz. A bazak Rabbi Yehuda Miller, that if you're going to tell me that just like Ha'av Shemachal al Kvayde Kvayde Machal, and Ha'rav Shemachal al Kvayde Kvayde Machal, Tzibur Shemachlu al Kvaydan, Kvayde Machal, so Frank Rabbi Yehuda Miller, I understand what the problem is. Why are we getting ourselves involved in such a situation? It's the Yom HaKadosh, it's Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol should turn around, and the Kohen Gadol should say, Chevra, it's going to take about a minute, or two, or three, for us to now mish the Sefer Torah until we get to Parshas Pinchas. I can't do it, because there's something called Kavod HaTzibur. Can I ask that you forgive, and you be Meichel, and you allow us to do this, so we shouldn't have to violate a principle in the Torah of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashay, Laimrim Baal Peh? Chances are, he will get the votes that he needs in order for him to be able to spend the next 3 minutes mishiga. So Frank Rabbi Yehuda Miller, why didn't they do it? He says it's a raya brura lanias daiti that it wasn't okay. That kavod hatzibur is not something that the tzibur abalabatim to be meichel on. And even if they decide that they want to, it's okay, it's not going to be okay. So, for example, the implications: if the tzibur would decide that we want to mish up, no worries. No, it's not going to be fine. Someone barefoot should daven for the amid. Don't worry, it's kavod hatzibur. No, it's not going to be okay. The tzibur says we want a woman to lane. Or to co-op for an aliyah. It's only an issue of kavod hatzibur. Says Rabbi Yehuda Miller, it's not so pashit. Because tzibur shemachlu al kvaydam could be ein kvaydam machl. You could see where the ramifications of this shayla could get very, very interesting. But either way, this is a tshuva. It's in the shaylas of tshuvas. Rabbi Yehuda Miller, schusa yagan aleinu sif soysav, David Weiss Bekevrin, the Mavu Yit says that they just recently got access and discovered a lot of Kisvei Yad that he left over in one of the museums in Moscow. And it seems that Machon Yerushalayim is working on printing more tshuvas and a lot of Torah on Chumash. So maybe the time has come for his Torah to be revealed more to the world. But either way, it's just fascinating. A Gadol who was hacking and talking and learning with the Chacham Tzvi. If you look at one of the tshuvas in the Shailas, the tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. So he receives one of his Shailas from Rabbi Yehuda Miller. So the Chacham Tzvi writes back to him. He says, I was so happy when I saw that you sent me a letter. Sasti bahem kemoitzei shalor rav. However, v'ani eini kedai shemailus kvay teirasei shaylech elai. You're asking me a shayla? Why do you have to ask me a shayla? You're from the great Talmidim of the Shvos Yaakov. Why are you sending me a shayla? Ach, lasso is ritzoinoi chafatzti. V'hinin imeshe b'ktsara kashetalim mitzudasei ayayim. Bezuz Hashem Yisbar. So you see the cover that the Chacham Tzvi gave him, all the other Gedolim gave him. Either way, that's the first tara.